Good afternoon. This beautiful day, welcome to Mass as we gather to celebrate these holy mysteries. Continue, as we will throughout the Easter season, to read from the Acts of the Apostles, the establishment of the early church. Yesterday, if you remember, the disciples were released from prison by the power of God. When the authorities went to find them, there was nobody there, and everything was still locked because God was not confined. And so the disciples go out and they begin preaching. And today they are brought into the authorities again and are questioned about this and told, "We told you not to preach." And Peter and the others say simply, "We must obey God rather than men." God has freed us, in a sense, from the prison in which you put us, but he has now released us to go and proclaim this message. And Peter summarizes again the events of Holy Week. And of course, the authorities are furious about this. And they want to put the disciples to death. But God will give them the strength that they need to continue to preach in face of persecution, in face of threat or whatever it may be. Similar to the life of St. Stanislaus, Bishop of Krakow in Poland in the mid-1000s, a good and faithful man who was a caring bishop to his diocese, especially to his priests, and especially took care of the poor. But when he sees the machinations, the actions of this vicious and brutal king, he speaks out. And of course, the king then tries to silence him, doesn't succeed at first. And so Stanislaus continues to preach. But he eventually meets his death as he's standing at the altar celebrating Mass. The beauty of our Catholic faith from the earliest moments to this present day is that we have so many witnesses who remain faithful to God in all things. We think of many of our sisters and brothers throughout the world who continue to express their faith in the midst of persecution. I'm not sure that we will ever be able in our Western culture and society to understand this. You know, we made the choice to come to Mass today. We might choose the same tomorrow. We might not. We have that choice to come and celebrate or to do other things. But many of our sisters and brothers do not have that choice. Force and oppression and persecution keeps them pressed, and so many of them suffer in silence. But their faith grows in silence, because that's what sustains them. Does it sustain us? Are we challenged in the daily practice of our faith? Are we persecuted for what we believe? Now, our culture and our world tells us at times that what we believe doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference. And it tells us it doesn't need our faith and what we believe. But we know that we have to keep praying and trusting in God to change the minds and hearts of so many oppressors still to this very day. So many, like the authorities in the Acts of the Apostles, like the king in the life of St. Stanislaus. What do we need to do? How do I grow every day? Am I willing to lay down my life for my faith, like my sisters and brothers? Many Catholics would actually today say no. They would not be willing to lay down their life for their faith. And yet, isn't our faith what makes us who we are? Can you truly imagine your life without your Catholic faith? I can't. And God gives us that renewal every day, that when we come to the altar of God, it's to receive Him. We make the time, the effort, you know, to come to Mass, to be here on time, to let go of all the worldly things and focus on our prayer and our union with God. That's the strength of the apostles, of St. Stanislaus. And we pray that God will give us that strength every day.